Welcome to the Ease at Abundance podcast, where we talk about all things mindset, energy, and manifestation. I'm Annette, your host and mindset coach. Each week, we'll dive into the practices and principles that empower you to create a life filled with ease and abundance. If you're seeking clarity, inspiration, or practical tips, this podcast is designed to help you unlock your fullest potential and live a life you love. So if you're ready to transform your thoughts, elevate your energy, and embrace the abundant possibilities that await you, let's get started. Welcome back to Ease and Abundance. I had a few requests for an episode on calling in a partner, so here we are. It's really like manifesting anything else, and a loving reminder that we are always manifesting, whether we're aware of it or not. So when we're intentional about it, we can have it all. Let's get into it. I'll never forget this. I used to work in a fine dining restaurant, and Valentine's was always a mix of romance, high expectations, and occasional drama. This one particular Valentine's night, we were slammed with tables of two, the air filled with candlelight and the hum of soft music. I'm just kidding, but it was fucking busy. One of our regulars walked in with a date. This was rare because he was one of those men you'd only ever see alone or with the guys. Anyway, the date seemed to be going well. I mean, it wasn't eavesdropping or anything, but they were laughing, leaning in, you know the vibe. Fast forward an hour and a half later, I'm bringing over their creme brulee, and I'm just about to reach the table when she stands up and splashes an entire glass of sparkling water in his face, the kind of moment that makes the entire restaurant stop and pretend they're not staring. So she storms out, and you could tell she was livid. Meanwhile, he just sat there looking stunned, slightly damp, drying his face with the linen napkin. And I had no idea what had gone down, but I did what any professional would do. I continued over to the table. I dropped the creme brulee and said, "Shall I bring the bill?" So why am I telling you this story? Because so many of us have been there. Okay, maybe not sparkling water in the face levels of drama, but sitting across from someone and thinking, what am I even doing here? And that's what we're diving into today. How to manifest love, the right love. A lot of people approach calling in a partner by focusing on what they don't want. I don't want someone who's emotionally unavailable. I don't want someone who goes downtown and gets wasted every weekend. I don't want someone who still lives with their mom and is up playing games all night. I can't even think of a game a gamer would play. Anyways, you get the point. But guess what? The universe doesn't process don't. So when you focus on what you don't want, you're actually keeping it alive in your energy field. So you flip it by getting crystal clear on what you do want in a partner. Write it down. Be as specific as possible. And I'm not talking about surface level stuff like tall, dark, and handsome, or has a golden retriever. What qualities matter most to you? What kind of connection do you want? What is the energy you want to feel in the relationship? Do you want to feel safe, deeply understood, someone you can really talk to, someone who is doing the inner work, someone who has similar interests but likes to do their own thing and loves to travel? What are their values? And then also check in on your own energy here. Where are you currently dominating? High vibe or low vibe? Do you have an abundant mindset or scarcity and fear taking the wheel? Are you operating from a place of love and trust? Or are you holding on to past stories, doubts, and worries? Your energy sets the tone for what you attract, so make sure you're aligned with the vibe that you want to call in. All right, I want to talk about boundaries as well, because manifesting isn't just about wishing. It's also about saying no to what doesn't align. If he's only texting you at 2 a.m. and you're picking up, even though you know you want more, let me tell you something, he's not the guy. And it's not just about him. It's about you showing the universe what you're willing to accept. When you stay in situations that aren't aligned, you're blocking space for the right one to come in. Imagine trying to order the perfect creme brulee while your table is still full of half-eaten appetizers that you didn't even like. Clear the table, set the scene for what you actually want. And you've probably heard this one a million times. It's going to happen when you least expect it. Annoying, right? But there's truth to it. When you stop gripping so tightly to when and how and even who, you shift into a state of ease. You let go of that needy, anxious energy of, is it ever going to happen? And start radiating a vibe of trust and abundance. This state of certainty, enjoying the time now with how things are, practicing self-love, setting boundaries, saying yes, what you want to say yes to and no to what doesn't feel aligned, and not settling. Have you ever lost your keys when you're running super late? And the more you panic, the harder they are to find. But then the moment you relax, they're right there on the counter. Same thing. They're right in front of your eyes. Trust and know that it's on its way. All right. So it wouldn't be a conversation about manifesting love if we didn't talk about the foundations of self-love. So I want to dive a little bit deeper here. You can call in someone who values you if you're not valuing yourself. So start showing yourself the kind of love that you want from a partner. And self-love isn't about bubble baths and affirmations. It's also holding yourself accountable. It's doing the things that you say that you'll do. It's saying no to something that doesn't align, even when it's hard. It's setting boundaries. And it's trusting that you're worthy of what you truly desire. Okay, so you've got your list of qualities and experiences you want in a partner. Now take it a step further. Set aside some time each day to visualize it. Imagine your perfect partner. How do you feel in their presence? What are you doing together? The key is not just to picture the person, but to feel the energy of that relationship. The more vividly you can imagine and feel the emotions, the clearer your vision becomes, and the more you align with that energy. It's not just about seeing it, it's about embodying it. Do this right before you go to sleep or first thing in the morning. The key is to connect with the emotions that come with the relationship that you're calling in. So next, and this is a big one, take some time for some deep self-reflection. It's important to release limiting beliefs that might be holding you back, especially when it comes to love. Ask yourself, what are your core beliefs about love? What did your upbringing teach you about relationships? How do you truly feel about intimacy? How do you truly feel about connection? Have you noticed any patterns in your past relationships? Do you genuinely believe that you deserve a deep, fulfilling partnership? Hint, you absolutely do, but take a look at the beliefs that you hold around it. Awareness is so key here. So take time to identify any fears or insecurities that might be holding you back. Like I said, notice any patterns. Are you someone who tends to choose people you think you can fix? How do you receive love? Are you closed off? And are you even putting yourself out there? Are you open to meeting someone new? If you want to manifest love, you got to get out there. The universe can't work its magic if you're not even leaving the house. If you're someone who likes vision boards, you can add this to your vision board without getting too specific on characteristic, leaving room for surprise and unexpected qualities. Then shift into gratitude. Prioritize yourself. Do the things that bring you joy and make you feel your best. Okay, to wrap it up, your mindset and energy shape the love you attract. So why not get intentional about it? Decide what you want. Set the vibe. Trust the process. Practice gratitude. Prioritize self-love. And remember, you don't have control of the how or the when, but stay in that expectant state because of course it's going to happen. All right, lovers, if you liked this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone who would love to hear this. Bye for now.
And now a quick little disclaimer. The information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content provided here is not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, therapist, or other qualified health providers with any questions you may have regarding a medical or mental health condition. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are my own and do not reflect the views of any organizations I may be affiliated with. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that I am not liable for any losses, injuries, or damages resulting from the use or misuse of the information shared. Your participation in this podcast is entirely voluntary and should be viewed as an opportunity to reflect and gain new insights to enhance your personal journey. Remember, growth is unique to each individual and your path is your own.